Nearly 700,000 power outages across the U.S. as a result of the storms. President Biden is set to lay a wreath and speak at Arlington National Cemetery as the nation marks Memorial Day. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says at least 35 people were killed in an Israeli strike on a refugee camp in Rafah. The Israeli military says it used precision weapons. And there could be a verdict this week in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. Closing arguments start tomorrow. This is ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Administration over its new rule forcing them to be more transparent about fees.
Yeah, we're not going to back down on these passenger protections. The idea that giving customers upfront information about their fees that you got to pay is somehow confusing, I think really disrespects passengers and consumers.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. This is Civic Media News.
A new report shows the number of children on Medicaid varies widely from state to state. Now the pandemic-era protections are lifted. Brett Pivato reports.
The Georgetown University report says nationwide, more than 4 million fewer children were enrolled in Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program at the end of last year versus spring 2023. The report estimates that in 70% of cases, children's coverage was canceled for procedural reasons, such as difficulty navigating the state's website, reaching a person via a helpline, or not receiving renewal notices. Study co-author Joan Alker says states need to improve outreach to help avoid disenrollment because of red tape reasons rather than being ineligible.
Some states chose to go very slowly and carefully, but other states move very quickly to disenroll children, even though many of them likely remain eligible.
The report notes new programs in some states are offering multi-year continuous coverage to young children. Brett Pivato reporting.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Benches emptied out in Boston. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost 2-1 Sunday to the Red Sox after winning the first two games of the series. But for whatever reason, Red Sox pitcher Chris Martin got upset. The Brewers tried back-to-back bunts in the seventh inning, and that emptied the dugouts. Jeff Levering on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Here comes the Red Sox dugout. Here come the bullpen, and we got something on our hands at Fenway.
After the game, Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked, why did his players jump in on the dispute?
Well, that's not our first time.
No, that's not.
From what I understand, I think their pitcher showed some emotion, and our people thought it was directed at them. I don't know if it really was or wasn't. I'm not going to speculate what the kid was doing. Like I said to the umpiring crew that we've had before, and I said, hey, you're not surprised, are you?
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sunshine. 72 today. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, breezy, partly cloudy, 67. Then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
after 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Memorial Day show as we have on Jeremy Lyon from the Department of Veterans Affairs and looking back at Gold Star families.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you for listening to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl is joined by Reverend Greg Lewis from Souls to the Polls to talk about the importance of voting in the black community. Happy Memorial Day.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Yeah. All right, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I stayed late to record a show last night, so I drove through a little bit of hail and thunderstorms on the way home, but I made it. I'm doing good.
Yeah, the weather was really strange, really weird, man.
Definitely. You know, yeah.
The heavens opened up and poured out everything that she, well, not everything she had, but an awful lot of it. And the rain, man, it was torrents, right?
Oh yeah, it was coming down hard.
Yeah, and you know, we've had a lot of rain this spring already. We got a lot of rain in April. You know, April showers bring May flowers. I can't believe it is still early May and we're still getting a lot of rain, but hopefully that'll bode well for the rest of the spring and summer. Shouldn't say that because people got things scheduled and they don't want it to be raining. But it does beautify, man, the lawns and all those other things. So it's always great. It's that time of year where regeneration of life is taking place. I want to say I got a great show lined up for you this morning, as always. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with none other than Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Makes a return visit every Wednesday at 9 o'clock. If you don't know by now, you know who Dr. Robert Craig is. You need to listen. And I've known Dr. Craig for we're into our second decade, and I've always had Dr. Craig whenever I'm on the radio, on the air. No guy who I think politically is as astute as my good friend, Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action. And we got a lot to talk about with the elections coming up and here in Milwaukee with the Republican convention, some 60 some odd days away. But I'm really thrilled to have a good friend going back when we were both young, man. Man, we don't stay young long, do we? None other than Reverend Greg Lewis, who is the director,
yes,
of Souls to the Polls. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing, man?
Hey, Errol, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's good to have you back in the studio.
Man, it's good to be here. Good to be here. You doing a great job, man. You've been doing this. I remember when you first started. And you've been doing this a long time.
Well, you know, man, it's amazing to me that I've been able to do this. This is a gift from God that He's put me in a position, because I'm the least likely guy who should have been, you know, sitting here, right?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about normally people who sit in these positions. you know, letters behind the names. I got a lot of, they've been trained in radio. I didn't do any of those things, man. I'm trained in life. And as I tell people, if I sneeze too hard, I'm going to be 70. So when you live long enough and you realize that the real education is the education and understanding of people, then you really can do some things. So anyway, let's talk about Souls to the Polls, man, for people in the audience who don't know what that is.
Well, Souls to the Polls is a community-based organization and is focused mainly on making sure that we have a solid foundation in the church community. So we have about over 300 faith leaders working together in community, especially when it's time to get out to vote. And we do everything voting. As a matter of fact, if you want to know about voting, you can go to our soulstothepolls.org, www.soulstothepolls.org, Souls to the Polls. Let me make it clear. Soulstothepolls.wisconsin.org. You can go to that space and find out everything you need to know about voting.
So,
I wanted to make it clear about Wisconsin because we used to be Souls to the Polls Milwaukee, but now we're all over Wisconsin.
So Souls to the Polls is also national.
Yeah, there's a national movement, Souls to the Polls. But you know, Brother Earl, we started here in 2011 when Valerie Jarrett came to one of our meetings, our Pastors United meetings. That's another thing. Souls to the Polls is also under the umbrella of Pastors United. So when she came to the meeting, she said, you know, you can vote on Sunday, right? And I was sitting over there thinking, I said, yeah, Souls to the Polls. And that's what we started doing, Souls to the Polls, back in 2011. You know, especially during that time when our president, Barack Obama, was running for office.
So man, you know, you and I kind of long of tooth. And so we grew up at a time when our parents and grandparents, nothing was more important than voting.
Right.
And they knew because they came up in a time when people pushed against them. And we lived in a nation that did everything within its power to prevent people of color from voting. And so that generation of our parents and grandparents who didn't matter. It didn't matter where they were. It didn't matter what the time was. They knew the value and the power of voting because their forefathers had been denied the access to vote. Let's talk about the difference today. Because when I talk to people about people of color voting, our generation, parents and grandparents are gone. And those generations voted clearly Democrat. Mm. It was always, it wasn't a question about whether or not your neighbor was going to vote because the church made sure. And everybody else made sure. And it was a rally in the black community. People were voting. It was, you were ostracized if you didn't vote. And I'm trying to get people to understand today, including the Democratic Party, this is a different generation. And you can't count on the way it was.
No.
How far off base am I?
No, you're right on time because we've been bamboozled into thinking that our vote doesn't matter. But that's been a systematic goal of people in power since we had the ability to vote, to make sure that we don't really understand how powerful that is and access our power. And that's what's going on right now. You know, Earl, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, how rich you are, how poor you are, what you own, if you got businesses, it doesn't matter if you're a corporate leader, whatever. It doesn't matter if you're homeless on the street. The vote is the equalizer. You only get one. It's the great equalizer. And we don't realize that, and it's a powerful tool. And people in power don't really want people who are, let's say, underprivileged, underserved, poor, they don't really want those people making decisions that would harm their power base. So people have been really manipulated into believing that their vote doesn't matter, their vote doesn't count, and they shouldn't even worry about it. And now that's what's become part of our system. We've been inculcated with the opinions that our votes don't really matter.
So if you're just joining us, I'm joined by my good friend, Pastor Greg Lewis, who with Souls to the Polls. And so we're going to have a dialogue this morning. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, we already got a text that says, are people tired of the lack of results from voting?
Yeah, that's another thing. See, but you know, Earl, see, this is what's happened. You know, as we've gone on in time since the early 70s, we've been kind of going backwards in what we've gained as people of color. And now we're to the point where they're just literally taking everything away. All we fought for is being taken away systematically right now. And now we found ourselves in this dungeon again. And, you know, you don't get out the dungeon tomorrow. It's going to take some work. We made the mistake of not continuing the work back then. We made that mistake. We let down. You know, we didn't do what we were supposed to do. We didn't make people perform. We didn't hold people accountable. And now we're in that dungeon, and we just don't have the power in our minds to do what you just talked about, to make sure that things change when we support people who are supposed to look out for our interests. We just have not been sophisticated enough to put power behind what we have as a resource with voting.
Well, because we believed that this is in this nation that people would do the right thing. And I don't know why, you know, after based on the history of our nation, and we knew what transpired, for us to think that people were going to do the right thing is why I think many of us basically, you know, relaxed. We didn't believe that it would go back to a time that our forefathers and our parents had to deal with poll taxes and other ridiculous things to keep the vote away from us. And so when the younger people in our communities who didn't know the history, that's part of it. We were not able to sustain the power of the history of what happened prior to and what gave us the opportunities that we wound
up. And folks don't want you to know that history.
No. 844-967-2789 is the number. My good friend, Pastor Greg Lewis, director of Souls to the Polls, is in the studio. We'd love to have, you know, you give us a call. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl talks about the history of Memorial Day and the decline of Memorial Day parades around the country.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2786. You know, and no more appropriate song or tune could have ever been played than that one. And the reason that I played Freda Payne and Bring the Boys Back Home is Monday is Memorial Day. And so people know Memorial Day as a holiday. And they know it as, you know, a time to gather with family. More people will be going on the road to visit, and people will be having a good time. But I remember Memorial Day as a younger boy. And in the city of Milwaukee, we had a huge Memorial Day parade that would always go down Wisconsin Avenue, the main artery for, you know, downtown Milwaukee. And I always enjoyed going to see the Memorial Day Parade. Memorial Day parades have died. And people don't remember the 1.25 million Americans who've lost their lives in wars in the history of this nation. And, you know, the biggest of them, the Civil War, over 600,000 people lost their lives. And I'm just reflective because when you think about how many young people have died, 620,000 in the Civil War, 405,000 in World War II, 115,000 in World War I, 60,000 in the Vietnam War, 38,000 in the Korean War, 25,000 in the Revolutionary War, 20,000 in the War of 1812, 14,000 in the Mexican-American War, 8,000 in the War on Terror, 3,000 in the Spanish-American War, and 250,000 in the 250 in the Gulf War. I just wanted to reflect a bit on what is taking place, you know, and the fact that, you know, the day of Memorial Day, the history of it, why it was created, and what we see today. The history of Memorial Day. Memorial Day as Decoration Day, that's what it was originally called, Decoration Day, gradually came to be known, originally honored only those lost while fighting in the Civil War. But during World War I, the United States found itself embroiled in another major conflict, and the holiday evolved to commemorate American military personnel who died in all wars, including World War II, the Vietnam War, the Korean War, and the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. For decades, Memorial Day continued to be observed on May 30th, the date General Logan had selected for the first Decoration Day. But in 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which established Memorial Day as the last Monday in May in order to create a three-day weekend for federal employees. The change went into effect in 1971. The same law also declared Memorial Day a federal holiday. Memorial Day traditions. Cities and towns across the United States host Memorial Day parades each year. That is died. That is gone. I don't know how many of your towns and cities still have Memorial Day parades, but I know the biggest city in the state of Wisconsin has done away with the Memorial Day parade now for the past 6 or 7 years. Often incorporating military personnel and members of veterans organizations. And I remember why they quit doing it in Milwaukee. They said they couldn't find financial support to continue the Memorial Day parades. And I remember when I first heard that they couldn't find financial support to continue as big a city and with a budget as big as the city has, and all the major corporations, they couldn't find enough money to keep those parades going. Let's go to the phone lines. My good friend Al is on the line, a veteran. Good morning to you, Al. How you doing, man?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Good morning.
I just want to clarify one word that you keep saying, war. There's only been five wars
declared
in this. The only people that can declare a war is Congress. Everything else that you named is what we call a police action, and those were not declared wars.
Hey Al, I'm not going to quarrel with you on that, because according to the letter of the law, you are 100% accurate, but men and women lost their lives just the same in uniform.
I agree, and I was in one of them, and actually it was in two, but they don't even talk about that one. The other thing is I lost family in the Vietnam War.
Right.
The point is these are not wars. These are police actions where the United States feels like they have to police the rest of the world, and we lose our kids in the process.
I just wanted
to point that out.
Well, but I also want you to... You remember when we used to have the Memorial Day parades and how big a deal it was. And then for people to say, we can't find enough money to keep those parades going. But yet it's a holiday and people are going to have a good time. I'm not, denigrating people having a good time. I'm going to enjoy my family as most do, but man, flying the flag alone is not recognition for, one and a quarter million men and women who've lost their lives in these senseless conflicts.
And I used to march in several of those things, and it was not about...
Hey, Al, hang on a second, Al. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Cuts are coming to another Wisconsin college. The Turbo University in La Crosse is trying to lower expenses. 27 jobs are going away. Viterbo's president says enrollment is shrinking and the university's deficit is growing. If you love coffee and chocolate, two high-profile chefs in the Upper Midwest want you to know climate change is making them scarcer and more expensive. They host occasional dinners called Civil Eats to raise awareness.
Margaret Klein Solomon directs the Climate Emergency Fund.
If they're using those dinners to tell the truth about the fact that everyone in the world is threatened by this, not in some kind of faraway future. I think it could be great.
She says it might be more effective to focus on how global warming is affecting staples like wheat and rice. This is Civic Media News.
States like Minnesota are moving quickly to install high-speed internet, but dangerous and expensive mistakes can happen. Mike Moan reports.
This spring, the think tank North Star Policy Action issued a report that says over the past 3 years, these installations were the leading cause of damage to buried infrastructure in the state. North Star's research director, Aaron Rosenthal, says telecommunications crews are coming in contact with a maze of electric lines and natural gas pipes, with the drilling averaging more than 1.25 strikes a day.
That's a level of damage that we think is very concerning. Minnesotans should not have to choose between high-speed internet and their own safety.
The authors contend these workers receive inadequate training, and a bill in the legislature would beef up standards. Skeptics worry about impacts such as derailing progress on broadband goals with a wave of federal funding spurring projects. I'm Mike Moen.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Morgan Spurlock, who lampooned the fast food industry with his documentary Supersize Me, has passed away. Yahoo Entertainment reports the Academy Award nominee died due to complications from cancer. Spurlock showed the effects that an all-fast food diet had on his body and mind. He was 53. Let's stick with gluttony. All great competitors should know when to step down. Such is the case with competitive eater Kobayashi, who claims in his career that he has eaten over 10,000 hot dogs. I actually thought there would be more. Kobayashi once consumed 50 hot dogs in 12 minutes, shattering the previous record of 25 1/8 hot dogs in the same amount of time. The athlete says after eating competitively, two words that should never be used together under any circumstances, for decades, he has no appetite. The moral of the story? If you cram as much food as you can into your pie hole for 2 decades, you'll eventually lose your appetite. And that's a great way to keep the weight off. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sunshine. 72 today. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, breezy, partly cloudy, 67. Then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. It's Maggie Dawn here. Have a wonderful and safe Memorial Day weekend.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you for listening to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl continues his conversation about the true meaning of Memorial Day, speaking with regular caller Al from Milwaukee, a veteran himself.
I used to be a rolling stone, you know. If a cause is right, I'd leave to find an answer on the road. I used to be a heart beating for someone, but the times have changed. The less I say, my work gets done. 'Cause
for the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number on the line. Al, a good friend of mine and a Vietnam veteran. And I wanted to reflect and use some of this time to talk about Memorial Day. And the fact that we are losing, as time goes on, we lose our reverence for things. And so the reverence for Memorial Day and what it stood for is being lost, like so many things in this country. And I think it's important that people really understand, as they have this great time over the weekend, a three-day weekend, people pay the price. Al, what was it like for people who don't know, as a young boy or young man in the jungles of Vietnam with other young men from all over this country, black and white, in a jungle, fighting for your lives, fighting somebody who you didn't know, who hadn't done, as Muhammad Ali said, anything to him. What was that like, so people can get an idea of the price that's paid on the battlefield?
You really want me to try to answer that?
Well, just a little.
There's no way to answer that. The point is, our question while we were out there was why. No one ever explained to us why we were there, why we were crawling around with the snakes and killing people and people trying to kill us. We didn't know why, but we had to do what we had to do to survive. My parents, both mother and father, my grandfather, my sister, two sons, three uncles, and three nephews all served in the military. My first cousin, Johnny Blackman, got shot May 3rd, 1967. I brought his body home, and I went back. I didn't have to. I volunteered to go back. The point is, we signed a pledge to stand up and fight for this country and everybody in it so that we maintain freedom. At least that's what they call it. But black men in this country ain't never been free. It's not free today. But Memorial Day is about my mother, my father, my grandfather, my sister, who are all dead, but all served in the United States military. See, it's not about barbecuing and having a good time. It's about remembering those who put their lives on the line so that everybody else could run around and barbecue.
Hey, Al, well said, man. Thank you very much for the call. And, you know, there's not one American who hasn't had one member of their family down the line who didn't fight in the wars. All of us have been touched by that. And that's why it's so critically important that when I hear people talking who haven't been in wars and who are ready to go, let's go, let's go. You know, China's next up. And, you know, never themselves had to put on a military uniform and leave their families and go halfway around the world at 18, 19 years old. Never forget, young people fight wars, not old guys. Old guys organize the wars, but it is young people who really haven't had a chance to live their lives yet, who are put out on the line, whose lives are sacrificed. That's what Memorial Day is about. It's about remembering those whose lives were sacrificed in order, they say, for us to be free. And as I stated, and it's the reason I'm having the conversation, it's being forgotten. They don't teach that in school, right? They want to do away with history. And the history of men and women, D-Day. You know, younger people don't know anything about D-Day. And even my generation doesn't know much about D-Day. And about young boys, 18 years old, before they even had a chance to live, sacrificing their lives, you know, for an ideal, which is what America is and was, an ideal. 844-967-2789 is the number. Do you remember? And how will you, you know, celebrate Memorial Day? You know, the ritual we get, we understand. You know, if you've ever been to Washington, D.C., in Woods Cemetery, and you see all of those headstones, you know, right here in Milwaukee off of 94, I don't know the name of that cemetery, but you can drive past it and see all of those white headstones. They're putting flags up on all of those headstones every Memorial Day. They'll put flags up on the headstones. The flag denotes and wants is a reminder that there are people who, those were human beings. Those were young people whose lives were lost before and snuffed out before they even had a chance to begin to live. Sacrifice for us. And we can't even afford a Memorial Day anymore. It's shameful. And yet, you know, people want us to prepare to send other young men off to battle. 844-967-2789. You know, I always say I can do it alone because I know I'm right. Hey, Tom from West Dallas, good morning to you. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Earl. I am doing fine. I hope you are as well.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say I have the most utmost respect for anyone in our military who sacrificed or who fought and now are facing mental illness, homelessness, which is just completely unacceptable to me. It's the people who we send to do that and are homeless now, that's just wrong. But one other thing, and this is hard for me to say, but I do not understand, and I am so outraged by the Republican leader of the Republican nominating leader who said, quote, "I don't want to be here. This place is nothing more than suckers and losers."
Yeah, he said
it. I have zero respect for anyone now who supports that man. And I don't care who they are, any military person who wants to vote for him, and they say that about them and their colleagues who fought beside them that are all suckers and losers, I have zero respect. I will turn my back on those people because there's just no excuse for any of that.
You know, Tom, you brought up something, and 844-967-2789, because you're 100% correct. That same man, you remember John McCain? Senator John McCain, who was a prisoner of war and who suffered, you know, from being brutalized and asked to give up his fellow, so his fellow countrymen. He refused to tell the Vietnamese where he was or where they were. So they tortured him. That's how he was disfigured. And Donald Trump said, I don't support losers. He said that. Tom, did he say it?
He did.
Okay, he said it publicly. And yet people dismiss that. You know, you can't say that I support the military and the commander-in-chief if the commander-in-chief himself doesn't support the soldiers. Come on, man. Come on. 844, thank you, Tom. 844-967-2789. Our phone lines are open. Stop me if I'm being incorrect. You know, 844-967-2789. Stop me if what I'm saying is not true. 844-967-2789. You know, I'm sorry if I'm not saying it softly enough for you. But I don't think there's anything soft. As I was stating earlier, if you go to Woods Cemetery in Washington, D.C., and you see that list, I mean, that whole, those headstones, man, how eerie that is. They're all silent. They can't speak. They're gone. Nobody, they can't say, oh, man, I wish I could have my life back. That's what Memorial Day is about. Remembering those who made the greatest sacrifice. How come we don't do that anymore, America? How come we don't do that anymore? 844-967-2789 is the number. Monday is Memorial Day. 844-967-2789.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know? Spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn. Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you for listening to a Memorial Day Best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl talks about the monumental Brown versus the Board of Education decision that happened 70 years ago on May 17th.
Final minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And yeah, 70 years ago today, Brown versus the Board of Education came down. And, I was a baby. I was born in 1954. And I was not yet born because it was May 17th. I was born June 21st. When this decision came down. But I will honestly tell you, I wouldn't change my experience for anything in the world to have lived and in the climate that I lived in, going to, from an all-black reality at, 12 years old? To an all-white one, helped shape who I am today. And I don't think I could be here sitting before you having the conversations that I have had I not gone through that experience. It transformed who I am today, and I think it's critically important that what they were trying to make happen with Brown versus the Board of Education become a reality. Tony says, Wisconsin is changing funding public schools from state to local funding has exacerbated the problem too. Let's go to Sharky from Racine. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing, man?
Man, good to hear you, Mr.
It's good
Ingram.
To hear your voice, man.
Yeah, likewise. And that was an interesting phone call. And here today, I just want you to know that in 1966, I was in second grade school at Walter Allen, and shortly thereafter, I lost my parents, and I was brought to the city, or actually the county of Racine, on the north end. I was lucky to have an aunt and uncle to bring me through, and at that time, I was really a wet mess, but they were there working me on the farm, and one of the neatest things that happened for me in my world was my first employer unofficially was a black man with a beautiful family. His name was Brian and his beautiful wife. And they taught me how to work in construction at a very early age. And they treated me fine. They were good to me. They paid us well as other friends in the neighborhood. And we all lived together. We loved each other's homes. We traversed back and forth, and the actual father was an attorney for NAACP, and I learned a lot from him. He sat me down many, many times. His wife sat me down many, many times. And Brian, he was a couple years younger. It was every Saturday. Brian was at our kitchen table on the farm. And that whole segment, I didn't know what I was even doing, alone having people of a different color. I didn't know what that meant. I do now. And now my professional former and the current, I never see color. And I'm glad about that. I made mistakes, but I really, really enjoyed the experience I had with that family and the family who brought me in, near death, seriously.
Hey, Sharky, man, thank you. Thank you very much for that story. It's the main reason why we can't do away with history, right? There are those who would probably say, we don't need to know anything about Brown versus the Board of Education. That was a long time ago. Well, you know, it was a long, 70 years is not so long ago. And as we see now, you know, we're certainly back at that juncture where we have segregated schools. And I don't know, you know, where that's going to ever change. If we have segregated schools and so young people don't get to meet other of contemporaries of theirs until they become adults, which is the way the system is set up now. And it's part of why we have such difficulties dealing with race in this nation. Because as young people, where we should be getting to know one another as we grow and progress, we don't have any connection at all with one another until we become adults. And then, you know, it's based on all the different things that we've heard and not the things that we were able to experience. And so many of my friends from high school, I still, you know, white friends, I'm still connected with, and from even middle school. And it kind of helped shape who I am. Segregated schools is never good in the long run for the society or for individuals. Again, and that's from somebody whose life experience was that and shaped who I am today. Anyway, thank everybody who took the time out to listen, as always. Thank you, Calvin, as always. You know, thank everybody who made the show go. Thanks for taking the time out to listen. Enjoy what is going to be a great, great weekend. Up next, Matt Nair on Air with Greg Bach. I will see you guys on Monday. And the first installment of the Patriotic Millionaires on the Earl Ingram Show.
Listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Memorial Day show as we have on Jeremy Lyon from the Department of Veterans Affairs and looking back at Gold Star families.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark at Arlington National Cemetery.
Pat, on your order.
Tomb of the Unknown Soldier on Memorial Day, where President Biden will lay a wreath and speak. The end of the holiday weekend means millions of people on the roads and in the skies, but the weather hampering some travel, says ABC's Alex Stone.
It's like Groundhog Day, where last